Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and motivation, a caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. You are tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, evangelist Norma Chapman, with our beautiful co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. We're excited, as always, to have you tuned in on the show on today. And remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome topic that we're talking about on today just by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any comments, questions, I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. Our topic today, and before we begin with the topic or say anything else about the show today, let us bow our heads, as always, for our opening prayer by our co-host.
Praise God. We give God honor, glory, and we give God the praise this evening. We're just so grateful for who he is, and we thank God for Facing Your Fears radio talk show, evangelist Norma Chapman, and all of you connected this evening. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today, and we praise you. We lift you up, and we magnify your name. God, we pray as you have been so sought out for this topic today. We pray that every heart that's connected, ear that's inclined, as they hear this short teaching today, it will be a blessing to them in this time, oh God, of change of atmosphere, change of authority, spiritual as well as natural. We pray that it also be an atmosphere of spiritual change in their lives today. Father, we thank you and we praise you as you continue to keep us, protect us, strengthen us, lead us, and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We want to thank our co-host for that awesome prayer. Today's topic is God is our strength in times like these. Yes, God is our strength in times like these. And I'm going to emphasize, we'll be coming from those of you who have your Bible, feel free to turn with us to Psalms 27, verse 1. And I'm going to give a little emphasis on our topic for today. As a pastor, co-host, and myself discuss this importance of letting God be in the front of us as we look to him for guidance and for strength. The Bible clearly encourages us in Psalms 27 and 1. The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? We cannot get through this life's troubles and sorrows, our everyday life ups and downs, without God's strength and letting him lead our path. We must learn how to lean and depend on him and only him alone. We should not fear anything or anyone. Just have the faith in knowing we can lean on him. For he promises, his promise to us is never to leave us alone. In times like these, we need our Savior, to carry us through. We need his love to get us through each day. We must focus on his word, his love for us, his everlasting grace and mercy. As we turn to Psalms, the 27th chapter and the first verse, and as I read the verse, and then I'm going to yield and let our co-host come in. We're going to talk a little bit about Psalms 27 and 1. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. whom shall I fear or dread? The Lord, the dread. The Lord is the refuge and the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, you may be reading from the King James Version or the NIV, but I am reading from the Amplifier Version. And it's George Miles, Amplifier Version of the verse. But it all verses, it connects, and it may be different, worded differently, but it still is the same verse. I just want you to know in case your Bible is reading a little different from the one that I'm reading out of. It tells us here that the Lord is our light, and he's our salvation. Whom shall we fear? And nothing. We should fear nothing or nobody. Nothing should stop us from asking God, the Lord, I need your strength. Because we need God's strength right now to get through the pandemic and everything else that's happening all around us. I'm sure President Biden and the Vice President Harris, they need God's strength to get through everything that they have to go through to get where they are today. There was a lot of that tried to stop them. Even violence took place. But God still stood over them and took care of them, and they, whatever the plans for them to be, the inauguration did go through on yesterday. Yeah, I'm looking at the news today where they said many was disappointed because they thought it wasn't going to happen. But sisters and brothers in Christ, let me assure you, when we put God in the front of everything that we do and we ask God for his strength, his guidance, nothing or nobody can stop us. There's no harm that can come to us. Now, some things happen in life, and it may seem as if, well, if God is here, why is this happening? And why is that happening? Well, you know, all of this started in the Garden of Eden. He said that we're going to have trials and tribulations. He never said the way was going to be easy. But those of you who know God have tried God for yourself, and you have asked him for strength. I know you can testify today and can attest that God gave you that strength. He gives me strength every day of my life. When we get up out of bed in the morning, it's his blessing. It's his strength that we lean on until we're able to get up and get ourselves together. And he gives us the strength that we need to carry on through the entire day. And at night when it's time to retire, we still need God's strength. Because some of us be so worn out from work and so tired, all you can do is get a bath and eat and retire. Through the grace of God and through God's strength, God's mercy, God's kindness, he let us go through the night. Some of us have sleepless nights, I'm sure of, and some of us have a night that we can rest. But I want to assure you in those restless nights, whatever your situation may be, turn it over to the Lord. Ask him to give you strength to endure whatever you're going through. And as I always say, that I guess you said, facing your fear is always encouraging us because it's important that we know how to lean and depend on God. It's important that we know that how we get that strength is through connecting to him, being in his word constantly. And I'm going to yield here, and I'm going to bring out a co-host in, then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to be coming from Psalms off. When we come back, I'll be coming from Psalms also, the 34th chapter of Psalms and the 18th verse. Co-host.
Praise God, praise God. We thank and praise God this evening for the topic, such a topic as so much needed in this very hour, encouraging us because we need that strength, praise God, and we know where we could draw that strength from. And I just want to take a moment this evening, praise God, to share with you from a couple of verses, praise the Lord, to encourage you this evening, praise God, to inspire you to lean on the Lord, to trust him, praise God. He is our strength. He is our help. He is our hope. And I'm reading out of the King James Version, praise God, Exodus chapter number 15, praise God, and verses number 2. And it says, the Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God,
and I will prepare him in habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Praise God. We just truly thank and praise God for this scripture, praise God, out of the 15th chapter of Exodus, known as the Song of Moses. It is an encouraging statement of how we can rely on God's strength. It's so much greater and so much better than our strength. Why? Because our strength is so limited. But the strength of our Father, well, praise God, is so unlimited. It's the reminder that God is our hope, our strength, our help. When we are weak, he is strong. We can take every problem, no matter how big. Don't ever think your problem is so big. Oh, this problem is so big. Oh, yeah, it's big. It's big enough for you to take it out of your hand and put it in the Lord's hand. Don't think that it's so small. Oh, this is so small. I'll just take care of this. Just learn to turn it all over to Jesus. Just learn to give it to him. Praise God. When we look even closer to this verse, praise God, it takes us to a place, praise God, that no matter what we deal with in our lives, praise God, we can turn it over to Jesus. In this scripture, praise God, the phrase, he is my God, Moses was making this, praise God, personal. He was making this personal. And in him making that personal, he was making a few points. First, he was reminding us that, look, this is my Father. This is important. Praise God, it's very important, and it's important to us because it takes us to what? As I, praise God, look to my Heavenly Father, it takes me to a humbling place, a place of reminding me who has all the power, who has everything I need, who not only can meet my every need, praise God, but when I'm down, can lift me up. When I'm weak, can make me strong. When I'm without, he'll provide. When everybody else walk away from me, he'll be right there. When everybody say that I'm done, it won't work, he'll look way down, reach way down after he look and pick me up and pick you up, turn you around and place your feet on a solid ground. He don't stop there. Then he'll establish your going. Trust in the Lord. It took into this place a humbling reminder that who God is, and takes us to that place of a humbling reminder of who God is. This is so important because in the scriptures he says, he is my God. I will praise him and I will exalt him. As believers, we find the ultimate meaning in a life of worshiping our Creator. It's an awesome thing to be in a place with God where you just get such joy of lifting him up. It don't look like it. It don't feel like it. Everything around you may tell you no. But when you go to worshiping him, when you go to trusting him, when you get in that place of humility, where you just leaning on him, where you know I can't do nothing without you, I need you in everything and for everything, we find that ultimate, an appropriate place of humility where we're placing ourselves in that rightful position in service to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the one, praise God, who is going to fix it for us. We find that ultimate place, praise God, in the King who still reigns supreme, placing ourselves, I call it that right place, that right position in the humility of the Lord. So I encourage you today, in the midst of everything that's going on all around you in the world, has gone on, will go on, trust in the Lord. Lean on his everlasting arms. He is more than enough to sustain you, and he has made us more than conquerors. God bless you. In the hands back to Evangelist Norma Chapman.
God bless you, host. God bless you. Listeners, remember that you too can join into this conversation by pressing the number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, just want to share with us and just emphasize on what we're talking about, you're welcome. All you have to do is press that number one, and I will gladly bring you into the studio where your voice could be heard. Now we're going to continue with our topic on today. God is our strength in times like these. Yeah, we are talking about strength on today. We're talking about seeking God's face on today. And we're talking about leaning on him for our strength. We also talk about his guidance, helping us to get through our daily activities, all our ups and our downs that we go through daily in life. We're talking also about having faith and knowing God is going to do just what he promised us he's going to do and giving and let him lead our path. Those are the things we're talking about in today's lesson. God is our strength in time like this. Turn with me, if you will, to Psalms, the 34th chapter and the 18th verse. Psalms, the 34th chapter and the 18th verse reads as thus. The Lord is close to those who are of a broken heart and saves such as are crushed with sorrow for sin and are humbly and thoroughly patient. And what he's saying is also, if you read, it continues reading, he said, you know, he talked about and the evil shall come and death and wickedness shall be all around us. But he is there. He's reminding us, excuse me, listeners, he's reminding us that his love for us, he hears our cry, and he's close to us when we are going through our trials and we're going through our tribulations. God said he's close to us. He and it also said that you might not feel like God is close when you are hurting. This doesn't change the promise that he is close to the broken heart. That's what that verse is saying to us in 34 of the 34th chapter of Psalm and verse 18. And we must remember it. If you look into the book of Hebrews, the 6th chapter and the 9th verse, it talks about the anchor, that we must anchor ourselves. It's like a ship have an anchor. When you anchor a ship down, that ship will not be moved. And this is how we have to pattern our lives. So be steadfast, unremovable. Wait on the Lord. Ask for strength. And he said right there in Psalms 27:1, the Lord is the strength of our lives. Whom shall we be afraid? Or what shall we be afraid of? He said, we cannot get through life troubles and sorrows in our everyday up and down without God giving us strength to do so. And Hebrews 6:9 tells us, and in that chapter of Hebrews 6:9, I'm going to turn to it and I'm going to read it. It says to us that it's going to be talking about this hope that we have as an anchor of the soul, and hope that sure and steadfast. Christ is our anchor. As we cling to him, he will pull us close. It's just like when you're pulling that come in, you want it to, it has to depend on that anchor to help bring it in and so it can tie down so it will not move. And this is what Hebrews 6 is talking about it. It's giving us courage how to lean and how to accept God and know God is our strength. And he's our everything. He's our hope for today, our hope for tomorrow. And I'm going to read Hebrews 6 chapter and the 9th verse says, even though we speak this way, yet in your case, beloved, we are now firmly confident of a better thing that are near to salvation and accomplishes. You see, when you begin to go through trials and tribulation, you know, your salvation, you're coming near. You're beginning to get that relationship with God, and you're beginning to know what you're going through, and you're beginning to stop and realize, excuse me, there's no way I can make it without God. When we try to make it, we fail. And as we continue to read in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, and I want you to continue reading it, it encourages you to take the message of Hebrews, this scripture there, and seriously by following through on the things that you start. It is so easy to begin something, but it takes great courage to finish. Whatever that God has put forth in your life to do, and you don't feel like you have strength, keep the courage and be steadfast and unremovable. And know that we can get all excited and usually have a lot of support to do it. But when our emotions wear off and all that is left is hard work, the need for extreme patience, we find out what it takes to truly succeed. Be a person who does succeed and finish well. And the only way we can finish our job is to ask God to give us strength. We need God's strength to go through what God has prepared for us to do. I don't care what your leadership is. I don't care whether it's in the church, whether it's doing it in the city, or whether you have a job. I don't care how big of authority that your job gives you. You can't do that without God, because we need God to help regulate our minds. We need God to keep the wisdom that he so freely gives us, to be able to contain the knowledge and understanding how to go about our daily jobs. So regardless of what we're doing, there's nothing that we can do without God's help and strength. And there's nothing that he will not help us with if we ask him to do
fine arrangements.
And I just want you to know that today we have a short show because we are planning on going live in the month of February. If everything works out well, we'll be Facing Your Fears. We'll still be here on Block Talk Radio and for half an hour every Thursday, maybe an hour sometimes. But we will actually be focusing on going live, and we ask for your prayers and that God will bless us to do all and get, you know, to do everything that he have in store for us to do, and that Facing Your Fears will keep going in the direction that God wanted to go. I'm going to yield here because the time is very, very short. I'm going to bring the co-host back in. And remember, listeners, I'm looking at the dashboard. If you decide that you want to say something or just give a short testimony, just hit that number one. Press that number one on your phone. And you feel free to come in, and I will let you into the studio, and you can share your thoughts on today. Co-host.
We're so grateful for the topic this evening, and we're so grateful for the sharing in such a great topic. I want to share with you another scripture quickly, and that's out of the book of Isaiah. And it's so important for us to realize, praise God, in times like this where we can turn for strength. We can always turn to the Lord, no matter how difficult. We got to always understand that he's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He knows everything. If anyone has the right answer to your issue, to your situation, to your concern, be always aware that God does. So I want to share with you out of Isaiah chapter number 40, and verse number 29, it says, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth their strength. So it does. When we think about how amazing and how awesome our God is, the Lord promised to right every wrong, to exalt every valley that's been laid low, to make the crooked path straight. And he promised to feed his flock. He promised those that are in need. He said he would meet needs. He reminds us that his ways are perfect. His counsel is sure. His justice is true. And his compassion and mercy is new every morning. For he is faithful and gracious, God. And he has also promised to give us what? Strength. Strength to those who weary. And not only that promise, but to increase power to the faint-hearted, to give his sufficient strength to those that are weak and powerless. Because guess what? Our strength, as I shared with you when we spoke about Exodus, is so insufficient. So no matter how small, no matter how long, just know that when you turn it over to Jesus, he knows how to fix it and how to strengthen you to go through and to come out like you've never been in, with no evidence that you've ever been in a battle. Why? Because it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the Lord. And when you yield it, you get the victory. God bless you all this evening. Praise God. We truly thank and praise God for your chiming in with us. Praise the Lord on the Facing Your Fears radio talk show with your amazing, awesome evangelist, Norma Chapman, the visionary. Praise God that the Lord continues to give these topics to in this season to bring to the people, so they'll know in this season who they can turn to, so they'll know in this season who they can lean on. And as we know who that is, we know that is the Lord. God, praise God, is our strength. God, our strength in times like these. Not only times like these, but in any other time, know that he is our strength. God bless you. Praise God. We thank God for you connecting in with us. I want to share with you, of course, myself, Pastor Doris Smith. I am on Facebook. You can send me a friend request, Doris Smith. Praise God. I am also on the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation through the Word of God and the power of prayer every Tuesday, every Wednesday for noonday prayer, 12 to 1, every Tuesday morning, 5 a.m., every Thursday morning, 5 a.m., for a Power Hour of Word to set your day, to command your day. Dial in 712-775-7031. And the access code is 710-569-POUND. Quickly, 712-775-7031. Access code 710-569-POUND. God bless you, Evangelist, for her quick introduction of how you can reach her, and we're going to close.
God bless you, listeners. And I just want to just talk a little bit more on our. We only have a couple of minutes left in the show on today, but I want you to continue to read the whole chapter of Psalms 27, that the Lord is my light and my salvation. And as you read, you know, from verse 1 all the way to the end of the chapter, it be like David. David said, the one thing that he asked of the Lord. And, you know, we should want to, what would you ask God for today? But David said one thing that he would ask of the Lord, that there would only be one thing that he sought after, to dwell in the house and dwell in God's presence. More than anything else, David wanted to know God, to see God as he really is, and to be with him. Truly, to know God is the highest calling we have. To know him, to have a relationship with him, is the highest calling we have. I am yours truly, the host of Facing Your Fears, Radio Talk Show Evangelist, Norma Chapman. I could be reached at Norma, all lowercase letters, Norma, N-O-R-M-A underscore Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N, at yahoo.com. You can also visit Facing Your Fears on Facebook page, also my personal page on Facebook, and also What Faith Can Do Facebook page, and my ministry page, To Be Friends in Christ. It also has a Facebook page. Connect with me. And remember, listeners, always you're welcome to call 947-889-3028 every Thursday from 4:30 to 5 or maybe 4:30 to 5:30 Central Time. And Eastern Time, we start at from 5:30 to 6:30. And if not, if it's a half an hour, it's from 5:30 to 6 o'clock. And we just want to thank you so much for tuning in on today's show. And I want to just ask that everyone would meet Pastor Smith and I in prayer and continue to pray for the healing of this nation. Continue to pray because he hears our prayer. And continue to protect us and keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And remember that God is the strength of our life. Whom shall we be afraid of? What shall we be afraid of? There's nothing that can happen down here that he cannot help us and give us strength to get through our daily jobs, activities, even without pandemic continue to attack. We need the strength of God. God bless you and God keep you. We're going to have our closing prayer, and I'm going to say my farewell to all of you all until next Thursday. At the same time, Father God, we thank you for this great opportunity that we went forth on today, Father God. We thank you for our listeners, Father God, that called in. You know, Father God, we pray that whatever they're standing in need of, that you would grant it, Father God. We pray that, Father God, help us, Father God, and show us the way, Father God. Give us, Father God, the wisdom that we need to get closer and closer to you. You know, Father God, we pray that, Father God, you continue to bless the nation with our new president and vice president, Father God. We pray their strength, Father God. We pray for your. We pray for the nation to be healed of the coronavirus, Father God. Those that are on ventilators, We pray for their healing, Father God. We pray they may come off of them ventilators, Father God. Those that are suffering with the coronavirus, we pray for healing on their bodies. Those who have lost loved ones, we pray that you continue to hold them in the hollow of your hand until next week. We lift this prayer up into the name of Jesus, and we'll continue praying for all of you. And this is the end of the show for today. God bless all of you, and goodbye now.